InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Even harder for our birthright that you are trying to steal.
Remember this. You killed your profession by becoming nothing but mercenaries for the globalists, and people know that you're fake news, many of you. Now, with you trying to kill the First Amendment, you're making yourself true villains.
You've declared war on the First Amendment. You've declared war on free speech.
Since when are hundreds of doctors unable to have press conferences in America,
right?
And they take it off YouTube, they take it off Google, they take it off Twitter, they take it off Facebook. There is a giant crackdown that even the New York Times calls it a crackdown on conservatives and a plan to deplatform conservatives from the internet and communicating with each other. Just like communist China.
I'm here to expose this fraud. I'm here, just like in Congress has hearings about me, I go there. And I get in their face and I expose the truth, and that's what I'm going to do.
We had over 40 million subscribers on Apple. That was our biggest thing with my three podcasts. Those were all banned.
The most banned man in America, Alex Jones.
Everybody, welcome to the Alex Jones Show live edition. It is today, Friday, August 9th, 2024. I'm Laura Logan and I'm filling in for Alex. Not quite sure how he got me to do this, but here I am. He's got some business to take care of regarding the show. I am going to try and fill his shoes today. It will be a little different from what it is normally, but hopefully I won't let you down. Okay, we're going to start today's show with a story that hit social media, and it's been reported in the Wall Street Journal and all over the media today. We confirmed the details with the Butler Police Department because this video that is out is quite significant, and we're going to play it here for you in a moment. Do we have that video ready to roll? If we do, we'll show you what we're talking about, and then we're going to bring in a great guest who is a sniper instructor for Green Berets at their training school. He spent many years in special operations, and then he went and into the civilian world, where he's been working with law enforcement and training people in security in the civilian world. So he's really got a unique perspective, Jack Nevels, and because he's able to talk to both sides of how this works, and we're looking forward to hearing his take on this video. So if we have the video ready now, we could play that.
Next building over, right after the gap. He's got glasses, long hair. This building, he was on top of this building, the left one. I jumped up.
Yellow crane. This is a very serious.
Left side, the first one. That one, laying down. There's a gap in between you and there. Yo, Tess, you got me up once. Give me up again.
All right. One more.
Ready? Ready?
Yep. All right, ready? Ready? Let's go.
One, two, three.
Okay, we have a short break, 1 minute break coming up, and we'll bring you more of that video and our conversation with Jack Nevels right afterwards.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
Don't pop your head, he's right there.
This close, bro. Dude, he turned around on me.
Where's he at?
He's straight up.
I need an ambulance to the back of the
Yo, you about to hop up. He's laying down. He's on the next building over. Right after the gap. He's got glasses, long hair. This building. He was on top of this building. The left one. I jumped up. That one. Laying down. There's a gap in between you and there. Yo, Tess, you got me up once. Get me up again.
All right.
One more.
Ready?
On the side. Yep.
All right, ready? Ready? Let's go.
Okay, one, two, three.
Nope. Yep.
Yes, we do.
Checking our guys, make sure we're all squared away. Adrenaline was pumping. I heard some shots.
I got you.
All right, I heard some snaps close by us when we were whacked.
We are committed. We are on with the body. What's up, man?
Pretty sure we got shot at. It was a real close snap, dude.
Crew, before you came up here, I popped my head up there like an idiot by myself, dude. He turned around, I dropped, and I saw his.
That's how they got somebody up here. I thought somebody was up here. I put my head up here. If he was up here, I'd be.
I don't want to split.
No. Is he a shooter? Did he have a weapon? Is he?
That was the report. That was the report.
Yeah, exactly. He got up here. He wasn't moving.
No. Man, less lethal as long as he's down.
I told them they need to post the guys over here. I told them that the Secret Service. I told them that Tuesday. I told him to post guys over here.
I have no contact with him.
What?
I thought you got one.
No. We're inside.
Alpha 1, Bravo 1. Thank you.
I told him to post guys over here.
I wasn't even concerned about it because I thought someone was on the roof. I thought that's how we... How can you lose a guy walking back here?
They were inside.
Why were we not in the building?
Because I thought we were going to post.
Okay, so there we have it. This is the video that is causing such waves across the media today. It's quite dramatic. We've confirmed with Butler Police Department that this comes from one of their body cameras. And I want to bring in now Jack Nevels, our guest, who is a specialist in this area, both for the military. Jack, you were an instructor, Green Beret instructor at their training school. You're in the military in special operations for many years, and you do this on the law enforcement civilian side now. When you look at that video, can you give us a sense of what is your immediate reaction? Because I know that with your training, you see things that the rest of us don't see.
Well, my immediate reaction is, just taking a look at it. Number one, I'd like to say that, the men and women that work in the security industry, whether it's in federal or state or local, are highly professional. And the Secret Service and the other federal snipers that I've worked with are incredibly professional and very meticulous about what they do. And, you know, when I first look at this, I look at it, you know, from the planning perspective at the start of it, where the advanced teamwork that would have come in instead of weeks ahead of time and figured all this out. I mean, it's common practice that when you have an area that you can't cover or a building that has a bunch of windows, you put up a large banner so that it cuts down visibility to where your principal's at. And then when I look at the communications plan that fell through, you know, we have what we call in the military a PACE plan, primary, alternate, contingency, emergency. These things are always buttoned down because everyone knows that when stuff goes down and communication's bad, that's when things start to fall apart. And so when I see that there wasn't good communication between the different agencies and the planning that was supposed to take place the morning before the incident happened, where you kind of do your final, you know, get together and everybody make sure you're on the same sheet of music. Normally we'd all stand together in a circle and we would make communications check with one another to make sure we can all talk to one another. We're all in the same sheet of music. And then we go out and we conduct our business. So I think there was a series of failures that led up to this point.
But Jack, let me focus you in on a couple things that we're seeing here today, right? I mean, number one, this is pretty unusual. The Butler Police Department is putting out body cam videos that essentially contradict what the Secret Service director has testified and what the Secret Service is saying, right? The acting director testified in Congress. And right. They're showing, they really are standing up for themselves, right? I mean, Butler Police Department is saying, we're not going down with you, Secret Service, okay? Look, here's our guy. You can hear him on his body cam. And he's saying, I told the Secret Service. Now, my immediate reaction to that is the Secret Service has one job. You laid out some of it, right? They go in weeks in advance. There's a team there the day before. This is their only job, is to secure that site. If you got windows, you put up a banner. There's no banner on those windows. You know, the minimum that is required is that you have communications that work with everyone who's present on the ground. We all know if you don't have enough personnel, you're relying on local law enforcement. That's standard. But if you can't talk to them, that's useless. So what I see here is a lot of things that have been put in place to create the impression that these are failures, right? That these things somehow just went wrong, that this is DEI hire and this is that. There's no way on God's earth that these things all just happened by accident. I don't believe it.
Yeah, it's hard to get your head around because these failures are so epic and they're so elementary. Like the things that fell through were something a third grader could figure out. And again, having worked with, you know, tier one level snipers around the globe, you know, training foreigners and training different folks here in the States, all of these men and women are super, super professional. And having something fall through like this, It's kind of hard to get your head around. I would agree with you on that.
It's intentional. Is there any way that you, okay, we don't have evidence to prove that it's intentional, but when you look at that, do you really in your heart of hearts with all your experience believe that happened by accident?
It's hard for me to say that there wasn't some intentionality somewhere. Now, where that intentionality lies, I have no idea because I just can't. Again, I can't get my head around the fact that this organization that is as good as everybody, they're actually as good as everybody thinks they are. I mean, they do that level of work.
And so the idea that they wouldn't do something
across the globe.
Okay, you got a local police officer saying, I told them to put someone on top of that building. I beep, told them. Right. I mean, there's no mistaking what he's saying there. It's very, very clear. So why the Secret Service? First of all, they don't need a local police officer to tell them that. OK, anyone with half a brain can look at that site and know you got to secure the rooftops. That's it.
Right. And it shouldn't be the local PD telling the Secret Service what to do in that situation. It should have been Secret Service saying, this is the plan. This is how we're executing this. They have command and control of this. And the people that augment them are just augmentees. They're not in charge of the operation. So, you know, from the Secret Service level, where that breakdown of chain of command and command and control happened, I don't know, having not been to the actual site, not being privy to all the information in the investigation, but it definitely looks suspect. It definitely looks like an epic failure. That is, it's too epic to happen accidentally. Like, there's all these coincidences that all lined up that allowed this one shooter to be in that one place at that specific time. Seems
okay.
Seems very suspect.
I'm gonna throw you final question, Jack. I'm gonna throw you a curveball here. Okay, I've been talking to a number of very senior sources, people with a lot of experience in special operations, a couple of snipers, counter snipers, and none of them believe that that kid fired the shot that hit Donald Trump's ear. None of them. I mean, they don't have any evidence, but based on their experience, they say, I don't buy it. There was another shooter, one, possibly two, but, you know, there's no evidence of that yet because they're not on site. They're not investigating. What would you say to that? Where do your instincts lie?
I would say it's probable. I mean, again, without having a comprehensive investigation, I would think that with an event of this magnitude that we would be having daily briefs from somebody.
And we're not. No briefs from anybody.
To let the American public know to squash any conspiracy theories that may be out there.
Or concerns, right? Just questions.
Right now, having said that, you know, taking a 140-yard shot with an AR-15 is a pretty easy shot. Mm-hmm. We do what we call a point-blank zero. If I zero that weapon at 50 yards or 50 meters, given its trajectory, it's going to come back down and cross over your sight line, probably at around 185, 200 yards. So, meaning that if you just hold the sights right at one point, all the way from point blank out to about 200, you're going to get a hit within plus or minus 2 inches vertically. Obviously, President Trump turning his head or the winds or whatnot, 5.56 rounds are very prone to deflection and wind just because of the lightweight projectile that they're firing. But is it probable that that shot could have been made by him? Yes. Is it also probable that there could have been another shooter? Possibly, without physically going on the ground and looking at where these other shots could come from a similar trajectory, a similar angle. I can't speak authoritatively about that.
But if you were a betting man, Jack, and you had to put money on it, Is your money on the dead kid or somebody else?
Oh, man, that's a good one.
I'm going to get you one way or another.
You're going to get me one way or the other. If I was a betting man, I would say it could go either way. How about that?
You're definitely a Green Beret.
Yeah.
Playing it both ways. That's in the DNA.
Well, there's both of that. You know,
the
about
diplomat.
That.
The diplomat, Jack. I'm gonna get you in the bar and get a couple drinks into you, and then I'm gonna get the real story.
Okay. Well, we'll see about that.
Thank you so much for joining us. Okay. Good to see you.
Thank you, and thanks for what you do. Get the truth out there.
Okay. Thank you so much. Okay. For our next guest coming up, this assassination attempt on President Trump obviously not happening in a vacuum. Everybody in the United States focused on what's coming up in the next few months, which is, of course, the presidential election. And what is consistently the number one issue concerning people across this country today, this concerns people on both sides of the political aisle, but it's the border. And it's a conversation that gets so bogged down in politics. And anybody who knows me knows I really can't stand politics. So we get dragged into politics all the time. There's no escape. Okay, but I am never going to abandon my mission to follow the facts wherever they take you and to bring insight and knowledge into these issues that help all of us transcend the politics. And so my next guest is going to help us do that. It's somebody that I've known for a long time. He has 22 years of experience in the United States military, where he was an intelligence analyst for much of that time, worked for many years on the southern border and Border Patrol. His military career was brought to a premature end because he refused to take experimental medical vaccine against his will, and they took everything from him. So, he is someone who I know to be a man of principle, and who is very, very committed. He has worked the front lines of this issue year after year after year. He's also one of the smartest guys I have ever met in my entire life. His name is Eamon Blair. He is now a senior fellow at the Texas Public Policy Foundation. And Eamon, it's nice to see you. I sat through your presentation last night in my hometown in Texas, and people were fascinated. One of the things that really struck me listening to you, because you and I have, you know, we've been in touch for years now, And I know a lot of what you know, but I still learn things from you, which is something I always appreciate. So you started out by really demonstrating that what we are looking at is a policy that you called weaponized migration, where human beings have been turned into a weapon of war. Can you explain what you mean by that?
Yes, ma'am. So a lot of nations, they utilize human beings as a weapon of war. And what I mean by that is, ever since the Refugee Convention in the 1950s, when the term refugee and asylum seeker was really codified in international law, nation states figured out that they could destroy the sovereignty of other nations by manufacturing a humanitarian crisis. So if we look at what's happening at our southern border, but if we look at what's happening in Europe right now, to give you a really good example, Lukashenko, the dictator of Europe, he is the current leader of Belarus, decided that he was going to utilize the same tactic against the nation states surrounding him. So Latvia, Lithuania, and Poland. So what he did is he decreased his immigration standards. And while I'm saying this, kind of think, wow, is what is happening in the United States similar to what is happening over there? And so what he did, Lukashenko, he decreased his immigration status, or immigration standards. He allowed thousands of people from the Middle East and Africa into his country. Then he transported them to the borders of Latvia, Lithuania, and Poland. And there, he knew what would happen is if Poland or the other countries pushed back and wouldn't allow them in, it would engineer or manufacture a humanitarian crisis.
Okay, so I think Eamon, you have a photograph, right, that you showed during your presentation, and I know we have a copy of that. Maybe we can pull that up, and because this does this feed directly into what you're saying?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we'll pull that up, and if you could carry on with what you're saying.
Sure. So Lukashenko realized that if he was able to create a humanitarian crisis large enough on these borders, it would force all of their security forces to handle that situation. So this would force a country like Poland to decide whether they would either push them back into Belarus or accept them into their own country as refugees and asylum seekers. And it also forced their agencies, their security agencies, whether their military or border guard, to then put all of their resources into handling the situation, making it so that all of their capacity within their agencies would go towards the humanitarian effort.
So, Eamon, this is really interesting, because it's exactly what we've seen play out at the southern border, right? I mean, you broke this down into two aspects in your talk. One is that you're presented with this hypocrisy cost, is what you call it, where we are forced to choose between border security and what, you know, we feel is our sort of our God sort of given human decency, right? When you look at this humanitarian catastrophe happening and your response, your emotional response and everything else is, okay, we've got to help these people. We've got to focus on that. And then you showed how that's exactly what our agencies have done. We've gone from securing the border with the Department of Defense to now Customs and Border Protection, which now defines itself as a humanitarian agency on their own website. So can you expand on that and just put that in the American context?
Yeah, so when this happens, you're going to see images of children being pushed back by the border patrol here on the United States side, you're going to see the depravity of human beings forced into the cartels, the hands of the cartels. And so as a border patrol agent, as an agency, you're now, or as the state of Texas, since we're in Texas, you are now given the option of either pushing them back into Mexico, into the hands of the Mexican cartels, or to bring them into the United States. And it's all by design. So the interesting thing that's actually happening on the in the U.S. side is, whereas other nations are doing it against other nations as a form of hybrid warfare, our nation, this is the first time in recorded history, our nation is doing it to ourselves. And so you got to sit there and think, why? Why is it that our current administration is using a hybrid warfare tactic of using human beings as a weapon to administer or to manufacture humanitarian crisis on our southern border, to force our agents and our agencies to then become, go from security to humanitarian relief, leaving the rest of our border up to the cartels. And the image that you guys are seeing.
We have on the screen here a little girl, and I think this captures exactly what you're talking about. And if I remember correctly, this is a little girl that you found when you were a Border Patrol agent, and this is the reason you quit, actually. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, ma'am. So this was in the city of Roma, and a tactic that the smugglers use is they'll drop off UACs or juveniles so that the rest of the group can get away. So there was only two of us agents in Roma at that time. And so the other one was a transport. And so when they dropped off a 17-year-old, the transport agent took that. And then I followed foot sign, tracking the rest of the group. And they, I tracked them. They were going up the cliffs. If you've ever been to Roma, I know you've been there many times. On the Roma Bluffs, they were scaling the Roma Bluffs. And this little girl was on the back of one of the large gentlemen in the group. So as I was running up the bluffs, I approached them really close on the blacktop. And that's when he decided to throw the little girl into the street to try to get away from me. So, of course, the little girl was screaming and hysterical. And so I picked her up. She immediately stopped crying. I took her back to my kilo unit, my truck, and gave her some snacks and water and whatnot. And then Roma Police Department, which assists the Border Patrol in that area so much so. We couldn't do our job without Roma PD. And they caught a few of the members of that group. And then so the other agent called me over, and I went over there, and they claimed that that girl was theirs. So I asked to see their documents. I was part of the collateral intelligence unit during 2019, during that surge in 2019. And so we were breaking fake families. And so I understand what to look for in terms of false documents.
Okay.
So when they presented the documents,
we have a sorry to interrupt you there. We have a break coming up. And we'll be back to finish the rest of that story with you on the show right after this.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com. a limited edition exclusive InfoWars proprietary 24 karat .999 pure gold collectible is now available in this credit card size package, laminated with original InfoWars art. This is a memento to remind you of the fact that you kept InfoWars on the air at a critical time. We could do a straight up donation drive, but we may have to do one. But this is basically the same thing as donating. You just get this collectible as a thank you from us for what you're doing. So please take action. Get yours right now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. We cannot stay on the air without your support. This is a collectible, and it is a beautiful piece of gold, a little bar that symbolizes your support of the InfoWar. I humbly ask you to take action and make the decision to keep us on air, because this is your chance to keep InfoWars on the air at a critical juncture in the fight for our republic. Unless you've been hiding under a rock, you know that turmeric does incredible things for inflammation, your joints, your immune system, your whole body. Well, we came out with Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula 6 years ago. And I was wanting to come up with a turmeric formula, so I talked to some of the big suppliers. I said, what's the strongest curcuminoid you have? And they said it's like 75%. Regular turmeric's just raw, 4 or 5% still has a great effect. I said, well, what's the strongest concentrate you can make? They came back a few months later and they said 95%. This is it. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, been sold out for months. Back in stock is 95% curcuminoid. And it does incredible things for your body. You know, my wife's a big sports person. She's in great shape, plays tennis, lifts weights all day, but she has joint pain. And years ago, she was taking these horse pills of turmeric. She'd take three or four, would give her relief. I said, try this. She looked at the back, she said, this is lower milligrams. And I said, yeah, but that's because it's concentrate. She took it, she said one pill had the effect of the big four horse pills she was taking. So again, ladies and gentlemen, this is an amazing product. It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's not just the 95% curcuminoid. It's organic spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme leaves, pepperine from black pepper. So it's an amazing formula. It's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. And it could be our last run. They're trying to shut us down. And please don't take that for granted. We get shut down, people go, whoa, he wasn't BSing. On my children, I'm not BSing. We're close to being shut down. We need support right now. Plus, these are great products. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. This is going to sell out. Please support the broadcast. Get in other products. Get T-shirts, books, films. We need support now. These are great products. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your action. InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You've seen what President Trump has gone through in the last 8 years. And you've seen a lot of the things that InfoWars has gone through. And I want to thank all of you over the years for your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support, because without you, we would not be on the air. Now, without getting into a two-hour-long story, in the process of the bankruptcy in the last 2 years, we were basically sabotaged, and the people that were brought in here to supposedly run things didn't reorder product, even though there was plenty of money at the time, to basically put this operation in a position of shutting down. But by the grace of God, years ago, I set up backup supplement line from one of the main providers of the raw materials we were using. And so many of these InfoWars MD products are actually our famous products, simply private labeled, and others are different formulas this company offers. They're all top of the line. They're already best sellers. They're already all over the market and in stores and online under other names, but they are all the very best. So this line is called InfoWars MD. Our supplements are basically all sold out. Only a few things are left, like X2, X3, and some of the other amazing products. But with InfoWars MD, you have Turmeric 95. That is the same formula as Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. You have the Nitric Boost. It's so good for your heart, cardiovascular system. It is the exact same formula. So our Nitric Boost is sold out. They have their Nitric Boost. They even let us use their name Nitric Boost a few years ago. So they're the original makers of this that Dr. Mikovits and others have talked about being one of the best formulas out there. So these are all really amazing products. You want to check out the line of InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds our operation. Get great products and help keep us on the air. I need you to take action. You will love these products. They work really, really good. No matter which one you try, they're already top of the line, tested, private label by us, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com under the InfoWars MD label. Thank you for your support.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Okay, I am Laura Logan filling in for Alex Jones today, and I am talking to Eamon Blair, who was both a Border Patrol agent and intelligence analyst for the U.S. military for 22 years. Eamon, you were talking about this little girl right here who you found, right, when you were a Border Patrol agent, and telling us why this is what made you quit.
Yes, ma'am. And so just to get back to that story a little bit and then wrap that up. So at the end of the day, the family said that that girl was theirs. They showed false documents. I couldn't break them, meaning that I couldn't get them to state that they were false documents. And so I had to let her go. And
so you were handing her over to people who you knew in your heart were not her real family.
Correct.
And why did that bother you so much? You gave up everything.
Because I was her last hope. I was her last hope before being killed by rape. Whether she's going to go into a life of sex trafficking, labor trafficking, or if she's going to be recycled.
How do you know that?
Well, through our many investigations, ever since really since 2019, when we were dealing with fake family units back then under the Trump administration, that's when we started doing the rapid DNA testing. And other measures to try to break this cycle of recycling of children, of the Mexican cartels kidnapping kids on the south side, creating fake families so that they could come up north. What people need to realize is it wasn't really us that were separating kids or separating families. It was the Mexican cartels. And so what they do is they need to get their product, quote unquote, human cargo or humans from point A to point B. And in order to do so, they realized, based off of our policies, that we would release into the country people who were a certain type of nationality, a certain type of family unit or family group, and then also if they passed our criminal record checks, which are pretty much zero. So if they passed all those check marks, they knew that they could get their product from point A to point B. And so in the Mexican side, they would create that type of product, whether it's fake families, whether it's fake juvies or UACs, fake passports, fake, you name it. And so because they needed to get that product from point A to point B.
But when the Biden administration came in, most of that stopped. You stopped vetting families. You stopped DNA testing. You stopped doing most of what you're talking about. What your job basically changed.
Yes, ma'am. Our job changed from one of trying to push everything back and to adhere to our immigration law to one of bringing everyone in to
because it became a humanitarian mission.
Yes, ma'am. We became a humanitarian mission.
Okay. And so if you look here, right, if you look at Customs and Border Protection at their website, this is one of the slides you used in your presentation. It says right there, humanitarian agency. So you're no longer a border security agency. I mean, this is a job used to be done by the Department of Defense. Now we have a humanitarian agency. Wait, the number one priority here is rescues. Number two is family care. And then American safety, which I'm sure every American citizen will be thrilled to know that their safety comes third after rescues and family care for people coming from all over the world. But your point about this, Eamon, is not that, I mean, you cared so much about what was happening, what you saw with your own eyes, that you gave up your whole career because you couldn't deal with it anymore. And what you're trying to get people to understand is that this entire humanitarian crisis is manufactured as a weapon of war by our own government against our own people, correct?
Yes, ma'am. Yep. And so it's not just a weapon of war physically, so using human beings, but also in information warfare. They can utilize this and state that based off of our current metrics in the Department of Homeland Security to determine whether the border is secure or not, it's all immigration related. So therefore, if our numbers go down or our numbers go up, they can determine whether the border is secure or not. And so When that happens, they then state, oh, look, the only thing that we're now focused on, because we are focused on, is this humanitarian crisis. Therefore, that's the only thing that is happening on our border.
Which is not true.
And so, correct, which is not true. But that's why, like, in 2019, when we tried getting funds appropriated so we could do expedited removals, Nancy Pelosi would state, hey, what are you talking about? We don't need border security. The only thing that's happening is family units, refugees, asylum seekers coming to the border, because that's all you see on TV. So not only is it a manufactured humanitarian crisis, both on the physical world, but also on the information side. We're being duped. It's all propaganda to let the American people know or feel guilt and that what is happening on the border is just humanitarian. Okay. When in all reality, yeah, our own government created it.
Okay, so Eamon, one of the things I know that you and I have talked a lot about is the fact that none of these policies, whether they're Republican or Democrat policies, they all address immigration. They define the border in terms of immigration. It's an immigration problem. They ignore the cartels. These are the cartels that, let's see, I mean, way back in 2010, they took 72 migrants out of a house in Allende and massacred them. I'm sorry, out of a house in Mexico and massacred them, and that was in San Fernando. Then the Allende massacre was when they went into one of these towns near the border. They killed all the ranchers first, and then they went and killed everybody else. Like they just obliterated the entire town. And just recently, Mexico had its bloodiest election in history with some 32 people murdered who were running in that election. And so what all of this does, this focus on immigration, ignores what is happening with the cartels. We still don't have any policies to deal with the cartels. And what I want to bring you to discuss that is, possibly one of the most underreported and most significant aspects of this is the information war that you mentioned, and who is running that information war and who is paying for it? Because this is the kind of thing we're talking about, right? Explain this to me.
Sure. As I said, their whole goal is to get everyone to believe that the only thing happening at our border is a humanitarian crisis. Through information warfare. So the largest dark money network in the United States is called Arabella Advisors. And Arabella Advisors, through their 1630 fund, created a 501c4 called Galvanize Action. Galvanize Action, then what they did is they got neuroscientists, behavioral scientists, and they went across all of our tech platforms. So think of every social media platform that all of us are on. And they went out there and they wanted to see what the values were of each person based off of your behavior, like you're buying, what you buy, what you put on the social media, you name it. They wanted to figure out your values. Then they used neuroscience to figure out, you know what we're going to do? We need to shift these people's mindset, the people that are not politically active specifically, the people that are done with politics because they're tired of it, both left and right. They wanted to get into their eyeballs and they wanted to get in front of them. And so what they did is they used neuroscience to figure out, hey, what would it take? What messaging would it take to move them from pro-border security to pro-open borders? And they used behavior science and neuroscience from everyone's social media platforms and profiles to then create ads across all of social media.
And we've got two of these ads here, right? You want to speak specifically to this?
Yes, ma'am.
This first one we have is Immigrants Fight for Our Country. They have our back. We need to have theirs, right? And then we have this one. When my husband got sick, my neighbors brought over soup and watched the kids. Community means taking care of each other. My neighbor may be new to America, but she is now family to us.
Yes, ma'am. And they're amazing in the fact that they have all quantifiable data to show how much these actually move, like what percentage points each and every one of these messages moves the target audience towards their desired belief system or agenda. And so the one I think on the military one, I think moved people, I think 8 percentage points. The one on the right moved people almost 22 percentage points towards open borders. And so they're completely tracking everyone's habits, what's on social media, and they're able to use information warfare and propaganda to change our, Americans' minds. We talk about the silent majority. We talk about that silent majority all the time, but no one is really reaching them. Well, Arabella Advisors, Galvanized Action, the far left, figured out a way to reach them. And that is because every one of us is on social media, and they're just using ads, just like a company would, to target them, to use these simple little phrases that doesn't seem political at all, but can then shift your mind. And then once they've shifted your mind, they're going to shift your actions.
So, Eamon, while we're all focused on this humanitarian crisis that has been engineered by our own leaders, right, and we're being subjected to this information campaign, what is the reality that we're missing in terms of, I know you had a piece out that said there were 2 days in May where more Chinese people came across the southern border than in the whole of 2021, in the entire year. We've talked extensively about the Venezuelan cartels, particularly Trinidad-Aragua, which is a cartel that was created by Chavez in Venezuela inside the prison system. So they've emptied those prisons now, which means not just random criminals. This is an organized criminal cartel that has come into the United States that is working with the Mexican cartels and backed by the Chinese. Can you tell us about the reality of that and the significance of it?
Yes. You mentioned before that we've never really had policies or operations against the Mexican cartels. The Mexican cartels went from just criminal organizations to now a parallel government. They are foreign terrorist organizations and should be designated as such. But because we've done nothing to them or against them, we've never countered them. They completely operationally control both sides of our border. They control in Mexico, but they also control our side. Now, many people say that that's not the case because they don't see the hyperviolence that you do there. But because they're insurgents, they actually have a foreign strategic policy on how to operate inside the United States and control the areas, U.S. territory, through other means. And that's what they're doing. And they've gone on for over a decade now in controlling this. So really, the Mexican cartels have built a Silk Road, not just at our border, but to every single one of our communities. And because the Mexican cartels have done so, every single one of our adversaries, both state and non-state, realize that in order to get access to our communities, to disrupt our communities, to destabilize it, to destroy it, and reap massive financial gain at the same time, like what the CCP is doing by weaponizing Mexican cartels through their drug warfare against us. They realized in order to do that, they must work with the Mexican cartels who have already built that infrastructure into every single one of our communities. So now when Biden administration, to give you an example, you mentioned Trinidad Agua, the Biden administration, when they stopped all security efforts whatsoever, and they invited and the millions of foreign nationals into our foreign country, I mean, into our country. What they did is they also invited Trinidad Agua. What do I mean by that is, look, Hugo Chavez, dictator, Maduro, dictator, destroying Venezuela. Millions of people have fled. But it really wasn't until the Biden administration that they fled to the U.S. If you look at the data, our encounters with Venezuelans roughly in 2017 was roughly about 2,600. Now, fast forward to 2023, our encounters with Venezuelans was 334,000. And that is all due to Biden's open borders policies. And so because of this influx in such a short amount of time, Trinidad Agua, how they built their entire enterprise was actually off the backs of over 8 million Venezuelans leaving.
But Eamon, what's interesting here is that Trinidad Agua as a Venezuelan cartel is not in conflict with the Mexican cartels. I mean, how did that happen?
No, they realized, the Trinidad Agua realized that in order to be successful, they must make alliances. And Trinidad Agua, as you said before, is backed by the Maduro regime. That Maduro regime, Venezuela, has its own threat network. That threat network includes Iran, Russia, and China. Okay? And so when the Mexican cartels are also working with the CCP in terms of fentanyl precursors, in terms of money laundering operations, in terms of bulk cash money, you name it. It just goes hand in hand through this threat network that Tren de Aragua has built a really good relationship actually with CJNG, Cartel Jalisco New Generation, which is the most hyper-violent Mexican cartel that exists in Mexico and throughout the world. And through this threat network, Tren de Aragua, now you're seeing it in the United States. You're seeing them, you know, whether that's in Colorado, with what we just saw in Aurora with those 5,000 Venezuelans. You're seeing it when they just did that jewelry heist. You're seeing it in New York and Chicago. You're seeing it all over the U.S. And you're like, wow, what happened? Why was it all of a sudden? It was all of a sudden because our administration invited them through weaponized mass migration.
And Eamon, I don't think people really realize, you know, for years, when people have said, we're worried about the cartels, we're worried about border security, everybody looks to the crime statistics and they say, but you don't have a lot of murder in your little border town in Arizona or, you know, Texas or wherever. You don't have any issue there. This is all right-wing propaganda, right? But one of the things that you and I, and our good friend Jason Jones, who is an incredible voice on the border, who's on Newsmax, former Texas counterterrorism specialist, one of the things that he goes on about, on and on and on about, is that we don't actually, our police and law enforcement are not set up to monitor the crimes that relate to the cartels. In fact, they're using an old statistic measure that really bears no relationship to the reality of where we are today. Can you expand on that for us, please?
Yes, ma'am. So how we measure the criminal activity in our area is based off of something that was created in 1929, the Uniform Crime Report. Now, it has been updated to National Incident-Based Reporting System. However, it doesn't cover all the crimes related to the Mexican cartels, transnational criminal organizations, the CCP, none of that inside the U.S.
Such as
so
what?
Human
trafficking, sex trafficking?
Human trafficking, sex trafficking, drug trafficking, how about cyber attacks? Every single criminal enterprise that the cartels, the CCP, anyone is utilizing inside the United States, we're not tracking it. And so when we state that something is happening on the southern border, even smuggling is not being tracked. And so therefore, people on the left will be like, hey, look, nothing is happening on the southern border, even though that smuggling is happening every second of every hour. However, it's not being placed into the Department of Justice, DOJ's system of the Uniform Crime Report or National Incident-Based Reporting System. So it really shows that, wow, nothing really exists. In fact, in academia right now, they're trying to make the same claim that they did with Antifa, that the Mexican cartels are really just nothing. They're not an organization itself. They're just decentralized groups of people. And that's coming from academia now. Just what we saw with Antifa, we're now starting to see with cartels, and that is because they're going back to the data. They testified in Congress. Look at the data. They keep going back to the Uniform Crime Report and the data saying the cartels are not here and the cartels are not operating. And so, unfortunately, we're having to use like anecdotal evidence, videos, you name it. And that's where you guys come in and fit in, news media, because you guys are really showing what's actually happening because our government refuses to show what is actually happening.
In fact, they go out of their way to try to prevent the media from seeing and the American people from seeing what's really happening. And Eamon, you know, that kind of brings us that when you talk about academia, I don't think people really understand the role that academia plays in this. When I was investigating the border for my show, you know, I was shocked to find this real push from academia against the parents of fentanyl victims who are pushing for justice, who want people dealing in fentanyl to be held accountable because, you know, they feel that that's a first step to stopping what's happening. And yet they're being opposed by academics who, by the way, are funded by, let me see, is it people like the Open Society Foundations? Is it people like, oh, wait, Arabella investors? I mean, you know, and you touched on the dark money part of it. But, okay, here's a tough question. And we only have 2 minutes before we have to go to the break. Okay, who's funding Arabella investors? Where does the dark money come from?
Man, all the people that we always talk about, whether that's George Soros, you name it, all the ones that we're not technically, quote unquote, allowed to talk about. That's who's really funding it. If you look at the Democrat money in the United States, you and I were discussing this last night. Unfortunately, they're willing to fund their war front. And whether that's through Act Blue, whether that's through other organizations, the Democrat side and the far left are willing to put money where their mouth is.
And they have a network of affinity groups, right? And, I mean, they have the Kellogg Foundation, the Tides Foundation, the Knight Foundation, the Ford Foundation. I mean, notice the consistency there. There's always the foundation, right? Because this is a fabulous way to launder money. You don't have to pay taxes. It doesn't matter if you violate your 501(c) status of being nonpartisan, because you're not going to be held accountable. That's the reality if you're one of these groups. No one's ever seen any of them being held accountable for that.
Correct. Yeah. Yes, ma'am. Just like the slide just showed, like HIAS, Todd Benson right now is in the Darien Gap, showing how that NGO is 100% assisting and facilitating the invasion of the United States. So he's there right now, just trying to blow the lid on that organization, just as our friend has as well on his social media. Just all these NGOs. The state of Florida also just did a massive investigation in terms of these NGOs, where the money is coming from, how Congress is actually appropriating the funds for it. So really, where the money is coming from is you, us, taxpayers. It's coming from our wallet. We are the ones who are funding the invasion. We're the ones who are funding human trafficking. We're the ones who are funding all of this, all the nefarious activities. We're funding our own destruction.
Okay, Eamon, thank you so much for joining us. It's always a great pleasure for me to talk to you, because I learn so much from you. And I know that everything comes from what you have seen with your own eyes. You're like me. We like firsthand sources for our news. Okay. And
yes, ma'am.
Coming up on InfoWars, we're coming up with a break now. And when we come back after the break, we have a guest that you have never heard from before. I know this because she works undercover in the counter-trafficking world. This is, we're going to take it from the border to your homes, your communities, your schools, and your children. And this is something that is very close to my own heart. Coming up on InfoWars, I'm Laura Logan, filling in for Alex Jones.
We got a big announcement at InfoWarsStore.com. All InfoWars MD supplements, a premium supplement line exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to diverse needs. We've got something for everyone at the InfoWars MD line. Ageless Vitality Collagen. Just look into all the benefits of collagen, folks. If you're not getting any collagen in your system, this is a great way to do so. Ageless Vitality Collagen. Superfood greens. Are you getting the fiber? Are you getting the greens in your life? If you're not eating your vegetables, this is a great way to supplement that. Superfood greens. Mushroom Max. All the great benefits of mushrooms. You might not like eating them. I'm not a big fan of them myself, but you can get it in a capsule. You don't have to worry about the nasty taste or texture and get all the benefits. Mushroom Max, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, Turmeric 95. Man, the benefits of turmeric are just incredible. When I'm not taking turmeric, I genuinely can notice the difference. It's one of those types of supplements where you notice when you're not taking it. And for me, it's kind of the soreness and maybe some inflammation after a workout, or if I play basketball for a couple hours the next day. I notice the difference. And it's kind of sad. It reminds you, you're not going to be young forever. But that's why turmeric is so important. Turmeric 95, 25% off. The prebiotic formula, the prostate support, very important for men. Nerve Renew, Joint Max Relief. That's both of those things are key. And then Good Night Sleep. You know, if you're having trouble sleeping, a supplement always great for that. Good Night Sleep. All of these, the InfoWars MD premium supplement line, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. We appreciate your support there. That's what makes everything we do here possible.